It's the Men in Black from Will Smith, 105.5 JYY, 92.1 NHQ, the Kevin Hilly Wake-Up Show. 14 past 7 now, 7:14. Thanks for being by here on this Wednesday morning. Got out to Fenway Park last night, Suzanne.
I know you did.
Saw my Phillies play the Red Sox.
Yes, you did.
It's become an annual pilgrimage for me now. I love interleague play for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Sox get to play some National League teams come in, you know, and they travel. They're in Philadelphia today.
Yes, they are.
They will be continuing this series with the Phillies. So I get to the stadium last night with my buddy, and then we're walking inside, and I give him my ticket stub, and they hand me a little button that says Beast.
Oh.
What do they have? My own little section? Put this guy in the Beast section.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me into your stadium, sir.
Thinking, what are they looking at me and thinking this guy belongs in the Beast section? Or what is that, like in the bleachers or something?
The Beast section.
Yeah, exactly. It was, it turned out, the cast from Beauty and the Beast sang the national anthem. So that's what they were. They were kind of pushing the Beauty and the Beast show.
But isn't it funny how they didn't give you the beauty
button? No, they didn't. You're right. I want to know if anybody got a beauty button.
It's true. Why would they give you the Beast button?
I don't know. And my friend Steve says to me,
like a smack in the face right before you walk in the building.
Beast. Yeah, exactly.
I paid for the. What's the problem? You know? Beast.
Here you go, sir. You'll be in the Beast section.
Thank you.
So, and then my friend says to me, he goes, I mean, I'm looking at the button. We're sitting there in the stands, and he goes, hey, what are you going to do with that?
Go, did he get a Beast button?
He got a Beast button, too. We're both beasts, but I knew he was a beast.
Yeah. Right.
And, I mean, you look at him, you know he's a beast.
Beasts stick together.
That's
you know?
Right.
The two beasts going to the ball game.
So he looked at me and goes, what are you going to do with a button? I go, I don't know why. He goes, I could probably use that. I go, okay. Did you collect them? What? You know, I don't know. I figured he's going to give them to his kids
or
something.
Weird.
But here, well, see, the thing is, so they sang the national anthem.
Okay.
Which kind of bugs me, because this is a gripe of mine.
Okay, what?
Every ball game you go to now, at least any one that I've been to in recent years, you never get to just stand there and sing the national anthem anymore.
It has to be a production.
Yeah, exactly. They always have, you know, whenever they have a guy or, you know, a group or a guy or some special boys choir or whatever singing the national anthem, nobody else in the crowd ever wants to sing along.
No.
Because you never know how
they... Nobody knows the words.
Exactly. Well, not just that. I mean, I can actually do all right with the national anthem.
Really? I have no idea.
But you like to at least try. It's traditional. You like to stand there and sing, take your hat off, and, you know, it's kind of nice. But nobody ever wants to sing when they have these groups singing the national anthem.
They dress up in costumes,
you don't
dancing
know how,
around.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like,
ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the playing and singing of our national anthem as performed by the cast of Beauty and the Beast.
I'm like, what? What? Beauty and the Beast?
If you wanted to go see Beauty and the Beast, you would go pay to see Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly, yeah.
And the people that are at a ball game probably are never going to see Beauty and the Beast.
We could have cared less about Beauty and the Beast, trust me, because there was a bunch of us in there laughing, okay? It's like, so anyway, and you never know how somebody's going to sing, because everybody always has their own little variations on the national anthem, so you always get somebody who's going,
and go home.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I just ate 3 hot dogs. What's up?
It's
a game over?
And see, that's what happens. That's the other thing. The crowd is, especially baseball crowds, are really impatient.
Oh, yeah.
They will start that cheering immediately. You know, it's they're maybe halfway through the song.
And they're like, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
They should hire Rosie and Barr for every single event.
There you go.
Because that's the way baseball players are.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree with you. Absolutely.
They spit and whatever.
A good time was had at Fenway yesterday.
Get the Beauty and the Beast out of there.
Exactly. I am the Beast, and I sit in the Beast section.
I'm pretty impressed with the singing, though, I got to admit.
Thank you very much.
It's pretty good.
7:20 at JYY and HQ. It's the Kevin Hilly Wake-Up Show.